It's been a long time since President Bush gave a major environmental speech, but that doesn't mean his administration is ignoring environmental policy. For several months now, the executive branch has been promoting reforms of environmental laws while trying to streamline the many government offices that enforce them. White House officials say these reforms are needed in part to help businesses obey environmental laws without going broke. Business leaders are applauding the proposals, but environmental activists say the reforms encourage corporate irresponsibility. NPR's John Nielsen reports.
It's a typical weekday morning in Greg Whetstone's office at the Natural Resources Defense Council, one of the most powerful environmental groups in the country. He's got a conference call on hold, a subpoena coming out of the fax machine, and a long line of national environmental crises waiting at the door.
Let's just cite a few examples. The Bush administration has moved the Corps of Engineers to permit limestone mining in the Everglades, and we're trying to fight that. We're probably going to sue. We're trying to get the documents from the Department of Interior about their efforts to facilitate energy development on public lands. They conclude that that is secret information, and we are in a major legal battle over the proposal to allow mining waste to be dumped into rivers and streams. The energy bill is now at conference between the House and the Senate. We see massive subsidies for the fossil fuel industry, a huge push that would make global warming worse, and drilling in the Arctic in a variety of pristine areas.
That's the short list. The long list includes continuing fights over Forest Service proposals to build more roads in isolated national forests, lack of funding for energy conservation at the Department of Energy, and the president's decision to walk away from the Kyoto Climate Change Protocol. Whetstone's been fighting these kinds of battles for more than 20 years, first as a Democratic congressional aide and now as the chief political strategist at the NRDC. Over those years, he's tried to stifle what he calls business-friendly environmental reform packages put together by powerful Western senators, powerful Republican congressmen, and four presidents. But this administration is the worst, he says. This is like working in a fire station when the alarm is stuck on.
I've been through the Newt Gingrich effort to weaken environmental laws and through the later years of the Reagan administration. And I think I can say with fairness that taken together, the assault on the environment that we are witnessing and weathering today is the most fundamental, the most sweeping, and the most dangerous threat ever to our landmark environmental protection programs.
Environmentalists have been complaining about the Bush administration since the day it took office. For a time, this was thought to be one of the president's weak spots. Those complaints went away after September 11th while the country was consumed by the war on terrorism, but now they're back. Whetstone says the White House invited them back by making it easier for mining companies to remove whole mountaintops to get at coal, and then again by pushing hard for congressional approval of the controversial Yucca Mountain Nuclear Waste Depository. Frank O'Donnell, an activist with the Clean Air Trust, thinks the White House tried to take advantage of the president's high approval ratings by pushing a series of unpopular environmental changes into place. Budgets for environmental enforcement programs were cut at the federal level. Proposals to limit public disclosure were floated repeatedly. He says these changes can lead in only one direction.
Corporate irresponsibility. The president is talking about how great it is for companies to act responsibly and not to be involved in cheating and pulling scams and that sort of thing. We'd like to see the administration put its money where its mouth is, apply that ethic to the polluters, not just to accounting firms.
Eric Schaefer, the former director of the EPA's Office of Civil Enforcement, shares those concerns. Schaefer quit the EPA in disgust several months ago, in part because he thought the agency was making it easier for oil refineries and coal-fired electric utilities to pollute the air. During the Clinton administration, Schaefer sued some of those companies to get them to update their air pollution controls. He doesn't think the Bush administration is interested in pursuing those lawsuits. At a recent Senate hearing, Schaefer said the people who now run the EPA's enforcement office seem convinced that these plants just don't have the money to upgrade, even though the same plants seem to have plenty of money when it comes time to expand their facilities. Then he turned and pointed at a chart that tracked recent expansions of oil refineries.
That red spike on the right shows a sharp increase in refinery capacity after we brought the New Source Review lawsuits. Now, again, we were so successful in scaring the industry with our lawsuits that they had a record increase.
Schaefer's former colleagues say he's missing the point. They say they're not interested in letting anybody off the hook. It's just they're trying to reach the same goal from a less confrontational direction. Republican Senator Bob Smith of New Hampshire thinks that's a great idea.
I don't fault President Bush in the least for trying to create order out of this jumbled heap of nonsense and chaos that some generously call an environmental program.
Smith is a solid supporter of the president's plan to make environmental rules and regulations more business-friendly. He's also tired of being described as an anti-environmentalist just because he doesn't favor stronger and more punishing environmental rules and regulations. At the same Senate hearing, Republican Senator Kit Bond of Missouri said he feels a similar resentment. In his view, the environmental community has essentially transformed itself into an attack wing for the Democratic Party.
I smell a sickening odor of political campaign rhetoric, which is the greatest potential pollutant coming out of this hearing. And I think we ought to be aware of the dangers of that to the health of our democracy.
With the notable exception of EPA Administrator Christy Whitman, high-ranking members of the Bush administration have tried to avoid environmental policy debates. But that may now be changing. James Conaton, chairman of the President's Council on Environmental Quality, says it's changing partly because there are some things the White House should be bragging about, like the recent decision that took enforcement dollars from the federal EPA and gave them to state agencies.
Enforcement wasn't going away. We were just providing the resources at the place where we think it actually has the greatest effect. And yet, that was regarded as a major rollback in enforcement. From our perspective, actually, it was a major advancement in enforcement.
Conaton also thinks the White House deserves credit for endorsing a monumental farm bill that will help fund a wide array of cooperative, voluntary, incentive-laden habitat conservation programs, something the Clinton administration talked about repeatedly but never managed to accomplish.
That amount of money is huge. It's billions of dollars that will unleash millions of the nation's farmers and ranchers and small landowners, all without any regulation.
Cooperative programs like these are the new regulatory models, as far as Conaton is concerned. He says people should expect to see more of them. He says people should expect to see them used to fight a variety of pressing environmental problems, including global warming.
Now, does it go as far as some of our critics want it to go? It does not. To go that far would impede our economy, it would cost jobs, and you would get resistance. People would fight it every step of the way.
The argument over the value of the Bush administration's environmental reforms is almost certain to escalate in the months ahead for two reasons. One is that midterm elections are coming up. The other is that in August, the United States will carry its controversial new environmental ideas to an international United Nations Environment Conference in South Africa. John Nielsen, NPR News, Washington.